Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Maybe. Jesus Christ. Chad E. has 3 closers. Did we say this already?
No. Oh, you're right.
Hayter, Iglesias, and Robert Suarez. What the hell is he doing?
He's cornered the market.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
You know, I'm not going to get far behind.
You have Edwin.
And I'm going to now have Tanner Scott.
Stop taking closers, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
God damn it.
You are so far from picking.
I am so far. And we know Chad's going to take 2 more.
In the last 2 rounds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 closers have gone. And you still have almost an entire round to get back to you.
What the is happening here?
What the f- is going on?
There goes Bregman. That's a good pick. It picked 90, 89. That was 89. This will be 90 back on the wheel. Yeah. Jesus. Ryan Walker. Yeah. You're going to be dumpster diving, dude.
Life is pain. Life is only pain.
I don't have a starting pitcher.
Okay. Well, Hunter Green, Bailey Ober. There's still a lot of good players on the board. Castillo, Ray Peralta. There's, I think more closers have gone than starters.
I think that's true.
Pretty sure that's accurate. I'm gonna count
them. If Westberg goes here, I don't have to worry, and I'll just take a pitcher. But if he doesn't, I think I'm gonna take Westberg, and then I'm gonna wait till round 8 for a starting pitcher, which is crazy. It's craziness, but. It's the Bubba way, right?
This is the way.
This is the way. This is the way.
Oh, wow. He went Terang. Yeah, I'm going to swoop up Jordan Westberg here. All right. So no pitchers through 7 rounds, starting pitchers, but I have 2 closers. And there should be a fear for relief pitchers here, Boggs.
I do like Trevor McGill. Yeah, yep. He's my favorite. So,
Ian Happ, Riley Green. But you just need to hope nobody else starts pulling the trigger, because Barrow does not have a single closer, nor does G flat.
Vientos is still on the board. And I'm not a big Vientos guy, but this, you know, we're at pick. I'm going to be post pick 100. So if he's still on the board, he has to be my pick. So like that is number one if it happens. Vientos for sure. After that, then it's
Berger,
McGill, and I have Matt Chapman up here still too.
So Logan Webb, he was at the top of my pitching list.
How is Mike Trout still on the board? That's my question.
We're not outside. We're near 100. So there goes Vinny Pasquantino. So first base really is depleted now.
I've got Casas. I'm okay.
Yeah,
there.
For me, it's a rough spot.
Man, Viento still on the board. So Barrow is going to pick somebody here, and then Chad's going to take Trevor McGill.
Maybe he's going to take Luis Robert. Pick Hunter Green. I say he's going pitching
now.
Not
bad.
So you're 2 picks away from Vientos?
Yeah. I mean, I almost took him where I took Casas. I was debating. So
Go away, Peyton. There goes Trout.
Come on, famous. Don't take another Met right in front of me, right? It's absolutely happening again. This is my nightmare. Okay. I'll take Vientos. I love that. And then please let McGill come back to me. I think I'm skipping closer again if McGill goes, by the way. I am.
Really?
Yes, I am. I'll go dumpster diving. That's fine. They're going too high here. McLean's a good pick. McLean, I'm coming around because he looks good in spring.
Yeah, I'm coming around a little bit. Like, I've been pretty negative, and that might end up being super wrong. But
he looked bad when you saw him, so I don't blame you for trusting your eyes.
For a while, he looked horrible. It wasn't like a little bit. It was like, this is continued horrible for like 6 weeks.
Come on, two picks. Just let me have McGill.
Luis Castillo, Royce Lewis.
Come on, Cody. Don't do it, Cody. Come on, Cody.
Okay, Cody. Yelich.
Yelich. Great pick, Cody. Love it.
Oh, I like money. Yeah.
Miguel. All right. I got one. All right.
You're on the board.
I am. And I like the way my team is built, too. I don't hate it. So
I'm honed in on pitching now. That's where I got to go. I don't have a first baseman. I could try to press. I'm not. I feel okay about it. I have two outfielders, so I don't feel too much anxiety. There are some good deals out there, but I have no starters, and there'll probably be a litany of them going now.
There are a lot of good ones coming forward, though. I think they're going to, you know, get zapped in the next 2 to 3 rounds, but there's a lot of good pitchers on the board here still.
Yeah. Well, Schwelly's the guy that I want, but I don't think he'll be there.
How many outfielders do you have? I have two.
Luis Garcia. I have two also.
Outfield is starting to get a little ugh. But Jason Dominguez, Anthony Volpe. So who is this now? This is a starter for you?
I think it's Schwelly. I'm innings eaters would be really smart. There goes Hunter Brown. But I like the upside of Schwelly. But there's great pitchers. I'm going to double tap pitching. Okay. Starting pitchers, what I got to do. I mean, if I want to really go nuts, I could take another closer too.
You got enough. You take have it two.
Off the board.
Who, by the way, who would you take?
Alexis Diaz. Like, you know,
it's just a hamstring. It's not an arm injury. He'll be fine.
Rosarena. This is great so far. I mean, knock on wood, I still have three more picks, but I thought there'd be a lot more starting pitching in this round. It's a lot of outfielders. Dylan Cruz just went. So two more away.
This will be your first starter here, right?
This will be my first starter.
Yeah, I have two. My hitters so far, Casas, Vientos, Lindor, Tatis, and Michael Harris. And then my pitching is DeGrom, Shota, and Trevor McGill. There goes Freddie Peralta.
Freddie Peralta, Ober. All right, so Schwelly is there. Bada-boom. So we're going to take the Schwelly.
And then
I got to just probably Gallon, yeah.
Damn it.
That's exactly right. Nope.
There goes Gallon, not Gallon. Max Fried's on the board. Sonny Gray. Nope.
Joe Ryan, I mean, there's like Jack McClanahan and stuff. I might.
Yeah. It's Roto.
There's Fried, though. Oh, yeah. So this is a big pitching thing.
Yeah, you guys started it over here. Steven started, and now it's going to go crazy.
Which tells me there goes Bybee. I don't think, like,
God.
Waiting on, if I would have taken Gallon, Schwelly would have not come back. So, Oh, boy. Yeah. It's kind of tough doing that with pitching sometimes.
Adolis, there he goes. Just queued him up.
This big head.
This mega mind.
Kind of is a mega mind. All right. I think we will go with a low whip. I'm going to go with Joe Ryan. Ryan and Schwellenbach.
Good pick. Joe Ryan was next on my board. I mean, again, like I had, you know, Vientos in my queue when I picked last time. I had Matt Chapman like ready to back him up, and he's still on the board.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's pretty high up there, but Quan Quan is probably who I want the most at this point. Get myself another outfielder.
There goes Chapman after Sonny Gray.
Yep. Yeah, and I had Ryan and Gray up there. Now I have Flaherty. I mean, these
boys are not pushing up catching. It is always like the only thing that might not be realistic of what we do is how our community doesn't. Yeah, there goes Quan. Doesn't push up catching. Chapman, back to back, your picks, by the way.
I just sounded like I passed a kidney stone, by the way. Sorry about that.
That's gross.
Sasaki's like, still in the board. I'll do that. Roki.
You take the risk, you said?
Roki Sasaki.
Oh, I thought you meant Seiya Suzuki.
I think he went earlier.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh.
No,
two away. You can have some Suzuki.
I'll do it. I'll take the risk. I mean, I already have DeGrom. Fine. Why not? Right? Let's do this. Ricky Bobby starting pitching.
If you ain't first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about? That phrase, trademark, not to use the outside position to Ricky Bobby.
I'm sure. And also, when I take Suzuki, it guarantees you're going to give me the thumbs down. Oh, McClanahan's still on the board. I didn't even see McClanahan still there. I'll take McClanahan first.
Xander Bogaerts, you're one pick away. Well, you get either one of them, or you'll get at least one.
At least one of them for sure. I have McClanahan. Actually, I have Sasaki higher. I'll take Sasaki. And then I'll see if McClanahan.
Edwards.
Roki. We're going risky on these starters.
Well, I wouldn't take McClanahan with Sasaki.
No, I'll probably take.
You just take like, I know you don't like Rodon, but like, or Gossman, you should wait. And my suggestion would just be, you need dudes that are going to stack some serious innings with those guys, just in case some more. I mean, even Seth Lugo a little bit later, like get yourself 180 innings out of
you're
it,
right. But
I mean, not to talk you off or whatever, but do whatever, but that's. There's only so much YOLO you want to do. Dansby Swanson, then the wheel went Nimmo and Pete Crow Armstrong to RFP, back to Cody, and then to you.
I'll take, how about Diaz? Diaz still on the board. I'll take him. That way I have two closers.
Who's Diaz?
Alexis Diaz.
Oh, Alexis Diaz.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I'm actually peeking around. It goes, there goes McClanahan right in front of you.
Bada boom.
Kind of staring at some of those closers. I might go for a third. Maybe.
What does CI look like? Goldie, Tolia, Arenado. There's some guys. Salvi's still on the board. Now, I think now we might be getting into the catcher.
No, like we are. There goes Salvi. Because Yonier Diaz and Will Smith and Wilson Contreras, they all are justifiable to go here. There goes Jared Jones. I just don't think I can do it with my pitching if I want to keep up with the Joneses. I kind of think I got a double tap again.
And then caught up. You ignored it for a while. So yeah, it makes sense.
Seven rounds. I ignored starters. So I think, I was about to say Flaherty because Jared Jones just went and then Flaherty top of my board. I mean, Sandy Alcantara is probably at the tippy.
It was Jimenez.
There goes boom. Ugh. Boom. All right. Three. There Goldie. Goes Goldie. Man, first base is now a wasteland. I mean, maybe even Rodon. But there goes. Oh, Ryan Pressly. That's sneaky because Pressly's way down the list. I'd put him in my queue.
Oh, yeah.
No one was paying attention to that.
Are there more like that?
Ooh, Brian Wu is at the top of my list. And then now I'm taking out Contra.
I have Brian Wu in my queue.
Samesies. I was going to try to do Alcantara and then Wu, but Wu went before. So I got Alcantara as SP3. There goes Senga.
Kodai. Yeah, a lot of the pitchers around here are all kind of like, you know, is Lugo going to repeat? Gossman, didn't have a great year. Kikuchi's on a bad team. Reynaldo, you know, track record. We're getting back to being risky in starters. I feel like Sandy is such a Welsh pick. Like, you take him in everything.
Yeah. To the point of what you're talking about with starters that, like, I might avoid, I might take, go back to position. I've been avoiding positional stuff, but see, I don't even know how much I love the, there goes Wynn and Castellanos. I don't even know if I'm in love with any of the positional players right now.
You even love these guys?
No, not in love. I like some of these guys for sure, but there goes Carey Carpenter. See, this is an opportunity. I don't feel like 153. I mean, Rodon is kind of a value right now. I'm going to just take Rodon. Yeah, I just need, yeah, got to get catch up on pitching. So, high win team.
It's always wrong about Rodon, no matter what. I always screw it up.
Well, that's why you're avoiding, so I feel better about drafting.
Yeah, him. I have the good year. Yeah, I think what you said before with Lugo, like if Lugo falls back to me, I think he's the perfect type of pitcher to add. Kikuchi as kind of like a fallback, or if I have to reach to Lopez, I can do that too. And then I need another outfielder or second base. I'm kind of stuck between those two.
Second base is going to get pretty rough soon.
Yeah, I might just take India and be done with it. You know what I mean?
I was considering India as a middle infield here soon. There goes Kyle Raleigh, Josh Lowe, Jason Foley went before both of them, and Lane Thomas before them. So we're halfway home. Middle of the pack here. There goes Justin Martinez and Isak Paredes. Wow. That was a round.
Yeah, and I'm over here like, I'm going to take Lugo, most boring guy in the world.
Yeah.
But he's stable. You need a stable man in your life every once in a while. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. So.
That is true. Stable.
He's not going to get caught in any Burger King parking lots. So.
Yep. All right. Gavin Williams, Nolan Arenado. You took Seth Lugo. So what is it coming back?
I am go away debating between India and Jackson Holiday. That is
my how are they ranked? Holiday is ranked. He's a higher. I'm surprised.
I have them at 19 and 20.
He's pretty highly ranked on here. Holiday. I don't think I realized that. Yeah, I don't think he's as high in other platforms.
A little risky. There goes Jeremy Pena, Josh Young.
Yeah, 165. So, yeah, I mean, we're in it. This is where people can start getting pushed up. For sure. There goes Reynaldo Lopez.
Hate seeing that. Let's go with Holiday. That's going to be the pick.
Holiday? The Jackson of Holidays?
Profar. Yeah. Now I took Holiday. So I have second, which I'm not comfortable with. So I'm glad to get that out of the way. I have first, second, and third, but I still only have two outfielders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
I do, too. And I might double tap outfield now. Taylor Ward's still out there. I guess he would worry about the knee, but they said he should be back really soon. So that's a semi-positive. There goes Colton Cowser. So I'm looking at him. And then you start to get into those, some of those stolen base guys that are out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are still there.
There's Finnegan. There's another sneaky closer.
I don't know. My hitting, like I have Tatis and Harris and Lindor, so I'm okay at stolen bases. I have Casas for power, but I think I need some more thump.
Yeah, I would be down for some more thump. Well, I mean, I've got Judge, Devers, who are no stolen bases, but Westberg, Cruz. I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty good in there. Batting average would be nice. There goes Yanni or Diaz. That would have been one I would. If Will Smith is still there or Wilson Contreras, you know what? That's where I'm going to go.
Yeah, I mean, Wilson is still there. That's crazy.
Yeah, there goes Bryson Stott.
Fairbanks.
Stolen base chase. Yeah, because I don't love the starting pitchers are fine. I'm not sure there's anybody you got to freak out about. Even the outfielders, to be fair, it's a lot of the same. Like, I guess it is going to have a little bit of a drop if you don't get the next like 10 or 15, but I'm still not sure it's anything to.
Kenley, this is, yeah. I hate closers.
Here goes Brandon Pfaadt. Who did I just say? Oh yeah, Wilson Contreras.
Man, that's such a good value.
But Will Smith is there too.
Take Will Smith then. Let me have Wilson Contreras. Oh, one pick ahead of you. But you get Will
Smith. Gonna take Will Smith. Yeah, exactly. So
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about any of this.
I definitely would have taken Wilson Contreras, but I'll have a nice compliment back to Will Smith. They're just too good of values.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm waiting. I'm done with catcher. Screw catcher.
Yeah, I mean your boy Langeliers is out there. Francisco Alvarez, but yeah, nothing.
Yeah, whoever. Nothing crazy. Take somebody at the end. Somebody. I don't care.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about any of this.
Take Gabby Moreno in round 22. It's fine.
Carlos Estevez, Kevin Gausman. Estevez, good pick there.
Yeah, that is a good pick.
I wonder if it's worthwhile taking three closers in this.
Would you rather have Carlos Estevez or Kenley Jansen? I think that's a good debate.
Damn it.
Christopher Sanchez.
Chris Sanchez just went. I should have probably taken him there. Damn it. He lasted an extra round than I thought. Damn it.
Your boy Robbie Ray is still out there.
There goes Neto. I didn't even hear what you asked me. What'd you ask me?
Christopher Sanchez versus Jansen, but you're up. Or I'm sorry, Carlos Estevez versus Jansen, but you're on the clock.
Oh, man. I got a couple different things that I could do here. Man, that hurt.
There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
What's the matter, Jimmy?
What? She's crying, sir.
I better go quick. I'm going to just go Taylor Ward.
2 seconds. Yep. Oh, you son of a bitch. You wait all that time to take the guy I want.
Taylor Ward, man.
We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to keep our composure.
I'm hoping Tyler O'Neill falls back, but he's like number one outfielder.
He's the top. Helly Ramos is a good pick, though, too. He's very O'Neill-ish. Good barrel. And if you want thumb.
I'll take India as my – am I? There he goes. Oh, Tyler O'Neill, one goddamn pick later. Sons of bitch.
Would Bogman have it? No one will know.
Nobody knows.
There's Jeff Hoffman. This is a sneaky closer.
What do they put in hot dogs? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. There goes Jock. Oh, man. Branhoover. Jesus. Like, I'm the biggest Jock Peterson person on the planet, but that was like, he really pulled up on him.
Phrasing?
Wow.
I guess before pick 200 is a little high.
Yeah, but his ADP, it's pushed up to like 250. It was past 300, like 3 weeks ago. And I've been trying to, talk him up stupidly, I guess. That's crazy. George Springer, Taj Bradley. Not saying it's a bad pick. I think it's a great pick. It's just like, I thought he would last longer. Dang. So what are you looking to do?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least three times bigger than this.
I'm looking at a bunch of players I don't want. Solaire, which probably is number one on my list now because I want power.
He was in my queue.
So Solaire is number one up there. And then I really don't know what I want to do with the second pick yet.
There goes Rafaela. You're two picks away. Yeah, what?
I only have three pitcher spots left, but I need these outfielders. So probably like just double tap Solaire and Burleson, something like that.
There goes Arise. Well, Burleson's a good pick.
Actually,
there's Robbie Ray. You're up.
All right. So Solaire for one. Get that third outfielder. Get a little thump. Make sure I have it. And then Brandon Lau. Get my second baseman I like.
Mm. You like power. The Laus and the Lows. We're now in the 14th round. Tommy Edman. Damn, he was on my list.
Good pick.
Damn, Daniel. Who are you taking here?
Brandon Lau.
Brandon
Lau. I mean, there's still good MI left, too, because Torres is still on the board. Geloff. I want the power.
That'll blame you. Oh, Pivetta just went. I thought I was going to sneak him later.
He had a good start yesterday. Looked good.
Thought I was going to sneak him in one of the next two picks. Dang.
Dang all day.
Well, I'm curious if I've covered myself with power enough because Robles is near the top of my list. I also have Nate Lowe. Jonathan India still has not gone.
Those are all options for me. I just wanted the power.
Yeah, so. Those are my list guys right now. So Ringifo just went. So I'm not sure what direction. Pivetta was on that list. Now that Pivetta's gone, I don't know if there's any pitcher I feel like I want to even press in this round. So I'll probably wait. I will say Jordan Romano is still out there as a closer. And I think some people might question if he signed. There's Eflin. So I think he's the guy. At least he's going to be the guy to start or get the shot. So he might be hard to pass up if you want a third closer in this. There goes Nolan Gorman. So I've got some options. There goes Lourdes, who was also an outfield option, who I didn't say. Just in case the next turnaround, but nope.
I thought you were a little down on Lourdes, though. Still might be.
It's fine. I just don't like the idea that they said they need to give him more rest. And then they went and signed a guy who can play. But again, the right side or the left side platoon. Oh, I wanted Robles so bad.
Oh, there goes Burleson.
Man.
List is getting cleared out. Then Ramos. Jesus, that was a fast lead up to you.
That was brutal. All right. Well, I'm going to. Which one? I'm going to take Romano. I'm going to take a third closer, if everybody. And then I'm going to take India, and I'm not going to take an outfielder here. I do have three. And not that I'm going to do it, but I do have Cruz who can qualify at outfield, and there's still some pretty good depth at shortstop here. I don't remember what I was saying
before. Yeah, you can move stuff around. Yeah. I don't think I have a lot of
McCarthy was also on the list.
Eligibility.
I'm all like, you know, outfield doesn't really, and it's like, this is a dumpster pile.
Oh, Langoliers
just went. Yeah, your boy.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? I'll just take Austin Wells or Ivan Herrera.
So if India does go here, I'm going to take Nate Lowe. But if India does not go in the next two picks, hello, middle infield.
Hello, India.
There goes Michael Garcia. It's a little too close.
Come on, Mummer. He just took Neto. He doesn't need an MI, does he?
He does need an MI. Or no, he doesn't actually. No, he doesn't. So I'm safe.
Yeah, you're
unless he's like, I want India as my util. That makes sense.
I mean, not a bad util pick.
No, it's not.
Donovan.
He took a guy that does at second base. All right. I take India there. All right, who are you stomping the table for?
That's a good weight, dude. That's very good.
Yeah, post 200.
I have Nate Lowe pretty high up there.
Oh, so you're going to swipe him?
I think that's probably my pick. But the second one, I'm just kind of all over the board. I like Tanner Houck. This is kind of, you know, a little bit later than he goes, actually, usually. So I like him. I was going to say Glaber is still on the board. I think that's a great value for Steven there. But yeah, I need a CI, and then I probably need an outfielder because I still only have three.
What's your team look like right now?
Right now, it's Casas, Holiday, Vientos, Lindor on the infield with Brandon Lau as my MI. Outfield is Tatis, Michael Harris, and Jorge Soler. Starters are DeGrom, Imanaga, Sasaki, and Lugo. And my closers are McGill and Alexis Diaz.
I've got Will Smith. I thought I muted myself. Will Smith at catcher. Infield is Westberg, Devers, O'Neill Cruz. Middle is India. Outfield is Judge, Jazz, Taylor Ward. Closers, I've got Edwin Diaz, Tanner Scott, and Jordan Romano. And starters are Schwellenbach, Joe Ryan, Alcantara, and Rodon. So it's not bad.
Barrow.
Last couple picks, by the way. Bitch. Yeah, Torres, Manaya, Barrios, Garrett Mitchell, Sanchez, and then Mullen just went. I wanted Mitchell, and Sanchez just got taken from you. So that's, again, just brutal.
Okay, you see what he did? He French fried when he should have pizzaed. You French fry when you pizza, you're going to have a bad time.
Don't like it. It's not my favorite.
Not my favorite either. You're two picks away, though. What are you doing again?
Low is still on the board, so that'll be my first pick. Probably Low and Hauk.
Show.
I might do... Actually, yeah, I'm going to go Low and Jung-Hoo Lee. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, there goes Carlos Correa.
It goes Low.
Man, my first base is just... killed now. Oof.
Hoskins still on the board.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, with a 215 average.
Yeah, that's why I took Low.
Well, you have a first baseman. You have Casas.
I do. Yeah, I needed a CI.
Oh, you're talking CI. Well, I don't have a first baseman, so.
Oh, there goes Hoskins.
There goes Hoskins. I mean, I don't want Hoskins, so.
Yeah.
I wasn't drafting him.
Yeah, I mean, there's still, you know, Andrew Vaughn, Nolan Schonwell, Carlos Santana.
Ugh, it's bad. Just, it doesn't, I mean, to me, I'll treat it like catcher, like you would treat catcher. I'm just going to wait. Yeah. Nobody is worth reaching for.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Just because I need to fill it. Maybe. Yeah, Mountcastle might be the one. There goes, what do we have? We had Buxton and Bueller go on the wheel. So it's coming back to you. And what are you doing?
Jung-Hoo Lee, the three-hole hitter for the Giants at pick number, that'll be 228 as long as Cody doesn't take him one pick ahead of me. Come on, Cody. Make your pick, Cody. Blade.
He did take an outfielder.
Blade is a good pick, too. He must have been buried.
This is tough. I'm still looking at Jordan Walker. But man, he has had a bad spring, even though I think the bounce back. And then he was officially diagnosed with inflammation in his left knee after stepping on a sprinkler. Did you see that? Jordan Walker.
Jordan Walker did that. I saw that he got hurt yesterday. I didn't see what it was.
Yeah, he stepped on a sprinkler. Yeah. It's a good thing you took Lee, because I was taking Lee if you didn't, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
100% taking him there. There goes Michael Bush. AJ Puck.
I'm glad to see people coming around on him. I mean, he's getting buzz.
I just need outfield and batting average. Would have, it's not going to hurt the team.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league,
somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Really wanted Victor Robles, though. Who is it that it was? Brandhoover. Man, that one hurt. Colt Keith, Cronenworth, Evaldi just went. Ohapi.
Jesus.
Man, these are all, this is gross. There goes Geloff. I'm all the way up. I might take Mountcastle, to be honest with you. Yeah, screw it. We're just going to take Mountcastle.
Not bad.
And then I have two pitching spots available, but I got two outfield and a util. So let's take, God, J2 Realmuto is still out there, catcher, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That, I saw that.
That's where I think that's a deal. I think you should swoop him up.
We'll see. I'm looking at the back end.
That's just me.
Super secret closer here. Not really. They don't exist. What about?
Oh, where did this guy just go? Oh, dang it. Hendricks, Yandy Diaz, and then Matt Wallner. I was legit looking at Matt Wallner there, but.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Yeah, thanks. I do not have a lot of shorts. Mackenzie Gore just went. I'm up. I think. I mean, this would rectify. Yeah, there's just, I get so much flexibility in this. All right. We are going to take, what is this? It's like 240. We're taking Matt Shaw.
Oh, no.
And I can put him at corner, or I can put him at short, and then O'Neill Cruz becomes my fourth outfielder, or my, you know, really my third. And Taylor Ward becomes my fourth. And what's funny is I wanted to do this, but I wanted Carlos Correa, and I wanted to have Correa be my shortstop and move Cruz, but then taken out from under me.
Connor
Norby. Job and Norby.
Norby is a very good pick here.
If you want Joe to hate your draft, just take Michael Harris and Norby.
I already have Michael Harris.
Instantly so. Will hate.
There goes Trevor Story.
I know.
Pick this. Yeah,
I was hoping he would pop back a little bit later too. 15s are rougher, man. They are a rougher. So let's
trying
see.
To find some pop late in outfield here. I can put Jordan Walker in there. That's not bad.
How about your boy, Giancarlo Stanton?
No, I like guys that play.
Mm-hmm. Ranger Suarez, Joey Ortiz, Chris Morel just went. Austin Wells at catcher. Dude, J.T. Realmuto is still out there.
I know. I mean, he is like, they're going to play him less, they said. So
I don't know, man, but I got Will Smith in the 12th, but Realmuto is still available in the 17th. It's just, goes Johnny DeLuca.
He's going to go after Johnny DeLuca.
Yeah. I don't know. You do whatever. Friedel.
All right. Now, yeah, I'll just take Realmuto here. Why not?
I mean, just like, why? Austin Wells just went before him. How much less are they going to play him?
Yeah. I mean, whatever, 120 games, you know, 110 games.
It's the life of a catcher right there.
Somewhere in the middle. I have no idea.
What are you doing coming back?
No idea. I'm probably just Tanner Houck.
Yeah, there's not, the pitching is pretty rough right now. Tyler Stevens, this is what I was talking about when it's like, okay, I need to fill out that last. I've only got 1, 2, 3. I got 4 starting pitchers. I don't feel good. Luis Gil, no one's drafting him. Rightfully so.
Yeah, he just keeps getting passed up. What positions do you need? I have outfield, util, and then 3 pitcher spots.
Corner, outfield, util, 2 pitcher.
Goes Fetty. Come on, RFP.
He's on the wheel, 17 wheel to 18.
Just don't take Houck. Let's go.
Man, I'm looking down these pitches. Yeah, pitching is just dog trash. Crap. It's trash, dude. I'm not even sure who I would take. That goes
SEX.
I can't. Parker Meadows finally went.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good pick this late.
All right, Ronel Blanco would definitely be someone on my list.
Blanco is the only other pitcher on my list. Only other starting pitcher on my list.
Maybe Nestor. Yeah, he's not good. I like Jeffrey Springs. But I'm not sure if any of those guys, there goes Vaughn. I don't know if any of those guys are worth like Blanco, I'll probably take, but the other two, I'd probably wait a little bit. Jordan Walker, if I can get him as my five, he's still a sleeper for me, but I don't know, man. McNeil. I might take an L on that one.
There goes Jordan Walker.
Doesn't matter. So Chad, you can take the L.
Hey, no secret outfielders down here somewhere.
No, I mean, oh, there goes Blanco. The sneakiest would be Christian Campbell, which maybe I'll do. If you're looking for upside, he's been playing a lot of outfield. That second base stuff, there goes Rollis Chapman. That's actually a really good pick. You know, the whole, I think they're locked into like Bregman's got to be the second baseman. Devers has got to be third. So, you know, what is their outfield then currently right now? It's Duran. You made me say Duran. Duran. Who the hell? I know I'm forgetting somebody.
Rafaela.
Yeah, Rafael is in center, Duran, and then they've got like, you know, Willier can DH, and then you can put Christian Campbell out there in left, right? Are we forgetting DH, somebody?
Yoshida. Yoshida's DHing. So it's Rafael.
Yeah, Yoshida's DH. So
they got Willier,
Campbell, and
some combo of Ref Snyder, Rami, Campbell, somebody.
Yeah, so Willier and Campbell could like platoon, and then Christian could also get some other run. I am up. Chapman, Keller, Castro, Lizardo, and Yates all just went. I'm going to take Campbell. He hasn't had a great spring, but again, yeah, they can. I think it's advantageous for them to let him be out there. And they could screw around with days where they're just like, hey, Rafi, you're going to DH today. And they can just do the thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way.
Stop touching things.
There goes Alvarez. And then I'm coming back here. I need to get a pitcher, man. I take Darvish?
You take Darvish.
There's Conforto. Liddell. God, these pitchers are all stank.
Severino.
I take Nestor.
Merle. Reese Olson. Toby Myers.
Toby. There's Ryan, no sneaky pitcher, is there?
Not really. Matthew Boyd is down there.
He's not sneaky. There goes Bassett.
You're up.
I'm going to just go with an innings guy. I'm going to go with Nestor.
Nasty Nestor.
Don't love it.
I saw it was like a best father-son combo in MLB. And the last one they had was Freddie Freeman and Nestor Cortez.
Why?
Because Freeman hit the grand slam.
Because he owns it. I was just like trying to find the
the connection,
and it wasn't connecting. So there goes Lars Nootbaar. I got two rookies on this team too. I don't know how this is going to grade. I don't know how much I like it. Just the starting pitching, the waiting that long on starting pitching is really rough.
This year, like, I don't know.
No. I think what I could have done this in a much more comfortable way in a 12-team. 15-team, not taking a pitcher till the 7th or 8th was pretty tough.
Let's see. I'm going to take Jacob Young for one because he's still on the board and I need an outfielder. So. Didn't you say he looked like a
Jacob Young or something?
Yeah,
he gained like 20 pounds of muscle. He looks, I mean, he was a big speed guy, so maybe there's some more power.
That would be nice. And then, I don't know. I just don't like a lot of what's left here. Maybe
no?
Grant Holmes.
Luke Rayleigh. Grant Holmes. There's a bunch of fun speculative pitchers that are out there right now.
Yeah.
That's one of them. Lance Brozdowski's talked about Ryan Weathers and that sweeper.
Me too.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's quite a few guys. There goes Charlie Morton, Kumar Rocker, your one pick away. But, you know, the fun speculation to like Ryan Nelson would be great if he had a rotation spot, but he just doesn't. He's not going to win it over Brandon Fott.
Yeah. Yep.
Ben Joyce. So you're up.
All right. Then it is Jacob Young for one. Man, Ben Joyce is such a sneaky good pick. I was going to take him. I had him in my queue for like one of the last couple rounds because I just don't trust Kenley to stay healthy.
Sure.
That's my thing. You know, the guy, I love him. He's a good closer, but the heart issue is just it's screwed with him too long to kind of make him trustworthy.
There's Caballero and Halverson, theoretical closer in Colorado. And one pick. Who are you taking? You're one pick away.
Grant Holmes.
Oh, yeah. Grant Holmes.
Between like him and Jason Adam, you know, there's just not a lot left.
So it's just over between you and Darvish.
Yeah, I'm done with Darvish. I've had it.
Your relationship is over.
It's over. You know, we gave it a good run. You know, I'm just going to take Adam. There's like no closers left. Sneaky.
Jason Adam. Okay. So no, yeah, I mean, after Holverson, I don't think there was. Well, there was Foshier.
Foshizzle.
Tinoco. Yeah, I guess there was nothing else after that. Not much. I mean, not that Adam is a closer.
But no. Speculative. I don't like Robert Suarez at all. Throws one pitch, the velocity's down on it, pass.
Ryan McMahon would have been a good util. You know, a guy that might be super interesting, I think I actually might take, because he only is under RP, is Clay Holmes, who's going to be a starter for the Mets.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, Jose Quintana's still on the board, too. Like down in the 400s or something.
We just had Zebby, Josh Bell, what the hell is that? Brian Abreu, Larnick, and Fitzgerald.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.